The Zone is brought to you by CC Power Sports of Louisville, home of Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, SSR, and Bad Boy zero-turn mowers. CC Power Sports of Louisville offers the best winter discounts on all motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, and personal watercraft in the area. Beat cabin fever and come into CC Power Sports of Louisville. I-65, 7 minutes south of the airport.
You know what time it is.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Jason Anderson.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
Here it is. Woods has 2 feet to win the Masters. Woods quiets down Tech. Back behind the ball. Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters champion. One of the great comeback stories in American sports history.
Tiger Woods' reaction to winning his 5th championship in Augusta?
Just unreal.
Woods came from behind on the back nine at Augusta in what some sports writers call the greatest comeback golf has ever seen. After falling from the pinnacle of sports a decade ago, losing his marriage, suffering painful surgeries, painful addiction, and DUIs, Woods is still a crowd favorite. Check out this bar in his hometown of Jupiter, Florida, as he sank that final putt.
He just did it. He just won the Masters.
You're in the Zone.
In the Zone.
The Zone with Jason Anderson. Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
We've seen this movie before, you tools.
Want to be part of the show? Give us a call at 267-9680.
Now.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Boy, was that stiff. Holy cow.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
F you! Get a job!
Yeah, I love all the stories that are coming out about what people were doing or trying to do while Tiger was winning the Masters. Drew was talking about with the, was it Louisville or was it the Bats? That, like, the field crew, the grounds crew was, like, very, very quickly dragging the infield, like, quicker than you would expect, and they're dragging the infield because Tiger was on 18. So they're, like, going as fast as they can to get back underneath and watch Tiger on 18. Like, just get this done! Let's get the hell out of here! And then somebody else tweeted out and put it on Twitter or whatever that I guess when you tweet out, it goes on Twitter. They tweeted it out on Instagram on that Twitter book, Insta-twirt.
Unless you're Lachlan McLean's Facebook page, and then all of his tweets go right to Facebook.
That's exactly right. But they were on a plane, and a guy walked in and was like, "Tiger just won the Masters!" And, like, the plane started cheering. It's like, it's crazy, man. Like, people are stopping what they're doing, and like, everybody, was it, I think it might have been Dan Wetzel that wrote, Dan Wetzel's piece at Yahoo is really good.
It's I haven't read it yet.
It's a lot of them out there. But he was talking about, like, when you're looking around, like, everybody had stopped. He was like, there were cooks that left the kitchen to walk out and watch Tiger on the 18th green. Like, it was like anybody that was around, which is unusual that it's like, okay, that person's working. Okay, Patrick Reed's putting in on the 18th. I don't need to be out there to really see it. It's okay. Tiger, after 11 years and 14 years putting on a green jacket, is there. Like, it transcends. And to see all these different people, Steve Kerr and the Warriors were getting ready for game one of the NBA first round, and they moved back their shoot around because they didn't want to leave the locker room. They were all in the locker room while Tiger was continuing. Like, we'll move our shoot around to an hour or two later.
Well, here's a question.
They wanted to sit in the locker room and watch Tiger. They're getting ready for the playoffs. Of course, it's game one, though the Warriors are fine, but still, they're getting ready for the playoffs, and it's like, no. We're going to watch Tiger. We'll move back the shoot around. Not that big of a deal.
Well, That begs this question. What is the most transcendent sporting occurrence before this one?
It's a good question, because I would say this is, in my lifetime, that one.
You think that's number one?
I mean, I don't know. Like, because,
I mean, it might be.
Because it's an individual,
I haven't really thought it through.
Because it's an individual thing. It's someone who's the greatest of all time. And it's someone who's went through all of that to where, look, I wanted him to win. I didn't know that he ever would, but I wasn't going to say he never would. I'm certainly rooting for it every single weekend he was in contention. But it's just that longing and the fandom and, like, please get back to what we remember in the
– The comeback story.
Yeah,
the,
all
the
of
fall
that.
From grace, that all that
and
all matters.
Everybody was in front of a TV. And I know that, you know, the ratings are down from a year ago on the overall ratings.
Yeah, but that's timing.
Right. But the share is up, though. I mean, the share last year was 17. It was 21 this go around.
Yeah.
And last year's peak, the share hit 21. This one hit 28. So almost more than a quarter of every TV that was on CBS watching Tiger Woods do that. It was a 28.
That's crazy.
You know, at like 2:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. This wasn't 6 o'clock or 6:15 when we're typically seeing somebody on the 18th hole
what are
about
we getting
to win
on World Series these days.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Like, but I do wonder like what a Masters around 6:30 or 6:45 when that person is finishing up their round, what the numbers
are
for that.
The share would have been similar, but the rating would have been
the rating would have been high. The share higher. Probably would have been some. I think the share might have been a little bit
more. It might have gone up a little bit.
But still, you're talking about the middle of Saturday afternoon, and 30% of every TV that's on is watching CBS and Tiger on the 17th and 18th.
I know that it's a different set of circumstances, but and obviously timing would play a little bit into this. For me, I would probably have to say like that moment that I'm shocked more people weren't stopping to see if it wasn't at 1 a.m. in the morning. Is when Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's record. Like, I get it. There's always going to be the taint to that.
You know what?
But it's
No. It's not Barry. It was McGuire.
Yeah,
McGuire
Sosa. That's the one that went, that's the one that got in my head.
As soon as, when you said Barry Bonds, I'm like, you know what? It's McGuire Sosa. But again, it might not have been for you because you were a small child at that where you were like 6 years old in 97.
Four, actually.
4 years old. So that wouldn't have been
Holy
for you.
Moly.
It would have been more Barry Bonds because you were more aware of things that were going on. But yeah, it was McGuire. Because the Maris family was there.
Right.
His whole family traveled with him. Once he got, you know, to what, 61? Once he got to 60, then his family traveled with him everywhere. They went to all the road trips, all the games, because they wanted to be there when he tied it. And then the Maris family followed him because they wanted to be there when he ultimately passed up. And there's a couple of people that called in and said that that it was that McGuire. A couple texts in. Another one said, this is a good one, Farrell winning the Triple Crown. Like, because we'd had so many different almosts.
Yeah.
That I do. I also wonder if because we've had.
That's in the discussion.
It's in the discussion. Had we had so many different almosts that it sort of got people the once bitten, twice shy. Like, Farrell's not going to win. It doesn't matter. I can go do something else. But that one did feel
different. I just think
different.
The popularity of horse racing nationwide just isn't up to the level of golf. I mean, obviously, baseball, et cetera, et cetera. And mm-hmm. So that takes a ding. In Louisville, obviously, yes.
Yeah.
But nationwide, I'm not sure. Did it say millions of viewers at all? Because that's the one thing when I'm Googling this World Series ratings,
well,
that's the things that are popping
up. I'm not really sure what the millions of viewers would be on that. There's probably something out there that shows how many different millions were watching at that point.
I'm gonna find it, but I got to think that golf number. That Masters number just blows away.
What a World Series!
Maybe not blows away, but
I mean,
but beats a World Series. I'm going to find the last game seven. I'd like to go up against it. I think that's the kind of number you're looking at.
Well, I know in 2014 there was a game seven that was a one run game in the bottom of the ninth inning, and there was a triple that was hit, and maybe a guy should have been sent home, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Oh,
Madison Bumgarner on the mound. I'm just saying, like that was one that. But nobody cared about the Royals
kind
or Giants.
I feel like the one in 2016 was a little bit more important.
Was there a World Series that happened after 15? I don't remember.
That's fair.
They're still playing. I thought it was Bud Selig. They just canceled it.
The Royals are still the defending World Series champs.
Forever. Baseball was just canceled. It's like the All-Star game.
I kind of
We're
feel like
ending
he,
it.
I feel like he doesn't want that distinction. Wow, this is the worst World Series defending champ ever. They're already in the cellar.
Yes.
So I've got... The 2018 rating was under a 10.
For the World Series?
For the World Series. I got a graph here. How many games did that go?
Who knows, man? I mean, I blank on those things all the time. It went at least four. I know that. It did not go three.
I know. Magic said in our ear five or six.
Five or
I'm
six.
Like, well,
thanks.
You've really narrowed it down.
It wasn't a sweep. I think if it wasn't a sweep and it wasn't
sweep,
seven, I think
we can probably recall
five or six. Stuff. You know what your odds are? Five or six? Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
How many games that World Series go? Five or six? you'd probably have a decent shot.
Oh, that happens all the time with predictions, with prediction radio.
Like, when like it, when Tiger's never going to win a major. Because that seems a pretty easy prediction. See, he was right. Five or six games. Yeah, it was five games.
No, but people will come out with their predictions on who will win this series, whatever it is, NBA or Major League
Warriors.
Baseball. Like, oh, and every time.
Five or six.
It's always like Warriors in five. I
think it's going to be probably in six.
You know,
six games.
Something like that.
I think it's probably like one of those six games that are going to be there.
Nobody ever says sweep, and rarely do you hear seven. You'll hear seven.
This one's going seven.
This one's going the distance, guys.
Texas says Jason is saying Saturday, not Sunday. I apologize if I was saying that. But regardless, we know what I was talking about.
Shows how much I wasn't.
And, well, that's fine. You were looking up the millions of viewers thing there.
But I would have to say, off the top of my head, McGuire would probably be the last
moment where last you felt like the whole country was waiting, watching, paying attention, or talking about it, or doing something to where, hey, my job is to drag the infield, but I don't want to do that right now because I've got to go see Tiger, you know?
And
we're supposed to be getting ready for game one of the NBA playoffs, and we've got a shoot around schedule right now. But we're not leaving this locker room until Tiger finishes his round.
Come on, Coach, man. Come on. Tiger's right here. He's on 17. We're not going out there and shooting. Come on.
I'm not leaving this locker room. This is a protest.
That's right. Yeah, and guess what? The players run the show.
That's right. Yeah.
So they weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, Steve Kerr was like, you know what? You guys aren't leaving this locker room because I'm not leaving this locker room because I'm going to watch Tiger.
And the one thing, and I tweeted a little bit about it yesterday. I know you've been playing lock clips, and
we've had some fun with it from time to time.
And as you should.
Some just loser Tiger Woods fan posted a picture of himself. Today was a good day, sweet dreams, and he's wearing a Tiger outfit in his bed with a putter next to him, looking like the biggest dope in the world. Like the abject worship of Tiger. Good for you. God bless.
Today's our day.
Tomorrow's your day.
Just
blows my mind.
Today's our day.
He is not a good person, but that's fine. He can hit a golf club, so hit a golf ball. So that's all that matters. You do you.
I did.
Here it is. Woods has 2 feet to win the Masters. Everyone quiets down. Tiger behind the ball. Woods puts it
and in. He has done it. Tiger is back.
Let it breathe.
Tiger is back on top. Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters champion. One of the great comeback stories in American sports history. Masters number 5. Major number 15.
This is surprising.
And Augusta National roars like never before.
Training Tiger. Okay.
He should have got to that a lot earlier.
He eventually let it breathe when they got to Tiger, but we talked about that all the time.
I did cut a little time out. He let it breathe a little bit more than that.
Oh.
But for sake of brevity there.
What do you mean he let it breathe? At what point did he let it breathe?
Right after he said Tiger is back on top. There was like about a 10-second pause. Okay. I just cut it out because otherwise it would just be sitting there with everybody.
You almost defrauded Mike Tirico.
I mean, seriously, Tirico's about to call and he loves the show.
By the way, Tirico saying that Tiger's finally back on top. That's what got him in trouble in the first place.
Okay. They don't know that that's what got him in trouble.
Could have been on the bottom.
Could have been, you know.
Could have been behind.
That's right. He never
in front.
He never won a major when he was not in the lead. So he was always.
I feel like you're dancing a little bit over
man,
there.
Man, I am not trying to be a part of Friday. I am doing what I can to not try to be a part of Friday.
But I just want to.
But we all know what we meant there.
I just want to give. Again, I tweeted about this, and so for those who read my stuff on Twitter, which
everybody
is not
does.
Very many of you
in America,
I will apologize in advance for having to repeat it. But when it comes to sports media, you know this as well as I do. And really, when it comes to sports opinion media, I feel like a lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of us have gotten away from, just hardcore. I'm going to have this strong take on a prediction.
Right.
Now, I mean, we have strong takes on stuff, but, there's a strong take on a prediction of sorts. For instance, Tiger will never win another major in his lifetime.
Nobody would say that.
I lived in Oklahoma City, and the main man out there in afternoon drive,
That was his shtick.
There's a lot of
here. There's a guy in town. That's been his shtick.
Drew. Not Drew loves Tigers. Drew won $500 too over the weekend.
I heard that. Good for him.
I got some peanuts over the weekend.
You know, I actually bet on Molinari.
Did you?
No, I got pre-tournament.
To win it?
To win it all, and was feeling pretty good about it.
You should have been.
Didn't hedge at all. Was like, I'm going to win this thing. Molinari's unflappable.
I got in that player pool.
Yeah.
With the
big winner?
With Leland. Finished third out of like 150 people.
Woo!
Pretty decent weekend. Let me just That'll say work. That. Pretty decent weekend because I had Tiger. It was better to be
more
lucky.
Diapers for baby number two.
Oh my god! No, it's now.
I see that.
It's the Delta Tiger riding lawnmower. So
oh
it's the,
really?
It's the Tiger Woods Delta Airlines riding lawnmower now because Delta got me right to the cusp of being able to pay the entire thing off Delta. Now Tiger got me not only the rest of the way but also the extended warranty.
I'm gonna get my money.
So it's the Tiger Delta riding lawnmower now. So I appreciate Tiger, I appreciate Delta, and I appreciate those that participated in the player pool this year as well. That I won that one as well, along with
Thank
Carson
you for
Edwards.
Your donation.
It's been it's been a decent few weeks for the fantasy.
I did win a bracket pool this year.
Big deal. See, there you go. I won baseball last year. Baseball league last year. Of course, everybody. Never in that league
Billy
again.
Reed.
Never will talk to any of those guys in that league again. They didn't pay up.
Big deal.
Really?
True story.
Anyway.
Still waiting for my money
people
from that
Wait, guys in the office?
Oh, no, not guys in the office. Guys that I didn't really know. I was in the league with my brother, and he invited me in, and it was a decent amount of money to buy in.
Feel a little brotherly strife?
No, because I never have. If I win, I never make him pay. I'm like, just keep your money, man. And if I win, it's the same thing. And in football, because we're in the same league for a long time, if he wins anything, he'll take some of his winnings and put it towards next year's entry fee for me and him. And the same thing, if I win, I take my winnings and put it towards next year's entry fees for us. So I didn't care. I wasn't going to take his money ever. But the other 12 guys in the league, would have liked to have that cash. Would have been nice.
I have a great sense of worth for me.
No, I just like people that pay up. That's all. Like Brandon Lang's going to have to pay up because he bet last September, Drew Diener. He wanted to bet him $1,000, and Drew wanted to go down to 100 only. And then he was like, all right, I'll go 500 with you. And then one of Drew's friends texted in and said, actually, I'll do the other 500. So Brandon Lang bet him $1,000 that Tiger would never win another major. He literally won the next one.
Oh, this just happened.
This just this past September. He bet him $1,000 that Tiger would never win a major. And he literally won the exact next major.
That was like right after the Players?
Because
he won the Players, right?
Yeah.
At the end of last year?
But
anyway, I wanted to tell people.
Sorry about that.
No, the little, you know, the limb, the real, real big limb that all these people go on, these gas bags go on. And, you know, I say it kindly. We've all done it. Everybody that talks in, you know, into one of these microphones has done this sort of thing before, especially if they talk about sports for a living. You go on this incredibly tiny little limb that one guy who only has maybe 20 to 25 opportunities left to win something that only comes around four times a year is going to win one.
Right.
You know, and like
we said that like so Kay's never going to win another national championship.
Yeah. I mean,
he's been to two Final Fours. You know, in the last 15, 16 years,
right.
He's won them both times, but he's only been to two Final Fours in the last 16 years. Odds are on my side that Kay's never going to win another championship.
Right. It's akin to saying that, kind of like Kay, like, that pitcher will never hit another home run. Like, I mean, what? And then maybe he does 5 years later and is like, well, I was right for 5 years. I mean, it's an easy and it's lazy and we've all done it. I get it. But my point is, and this is the brilliant, this is old sports talk radio 101 is what guys like Lachlan McLean have done. Okay. This is like when the
book, we're just making this happen.
When the book of sports talk, it's not just him. I mean, it's him. It's Mike Francesa. It's Jim Traber out
in Oklahoma
City.
Afternoon in KC. Same thing.
Oh, is that? I don't know much about
him.
Radio.
Hates him.
You know, all these guys.
Phil, all of them, by the way, are also Phil guys.
They all read or helped write, depending on how old they are, a sports talk radio Bible circa 1986. Okay? And it is
come hard with a prediction that is going to have certain crazy, crazy percentages on your side, but is going to piss off the rest of the world and just hang on for dear life.
And for 8 years, it worked.
That's right.
And so, for a very long time, it worked.
And if you're wrong, if by chance you're wrong, guess what? All you have to do is you have to eat a copious amount of crow for a day.
Yeah.
But everybody is still going to listen in droves that day. That day. They're going to hate listen, and they're going to love it.
Yeah, because they're going to love that you're having your comeuppance that day.
And so the host wins either way.
Yeah.
The host wins either
way. No, you're not wrong.
If Tiger keeps losing, then the host gets to brag. If Tiger wins, the guy eats crow, but everybody in town listens.
To witness
the crow eating.
Oh, yeah, that was this morning. That was at 10 o'clock. It was the...
Oh, and I bet you the streaming numbers are way up for his show. But that's... So guys like Lachlan win either way. That's old-timey sports talk radio 101. And congratulations to Lachlan. I'm honest.
But see, he really believed it too. That was the other thing.
I'm glad. I mean, he did.
He was wrong for 10 years.
I don't think he did. I think he just hates Tiger.
Well, that too. But he hated Tiger while also saying that he wasn't going to win because there was a little bit of hating him as well. It's like Calipari says, hey, are you saying these things about Kentucky because that's what you believe or that's what you want? Or that's what you hope.
Right.
Do you believe that or do you hope that?
Right.
I would be worried if it was Memorial Day. What do you want about the Masters?
Not at all.
Go ahead.
Yes. Tiger, two things. One, Tiger's chance. What do you think?
Nil.
Yeah, I mean, those are always fun. Let's sneak in a phone call, and then we got a surprise for Easy and a surprise for the listeners as well. On this Monday. Gary wants to talk a little Tiger. We welcome in Gary to the conversation with Zach McCrite, Magic Mike, and Jason Anderson in the zone on a Monday. What's up, Gary?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just had a weird, and thanks for taking my call. I know you guys are knee-deep and all this stuff, but I just had a weird revelation, okay? How is it that everybody gets tired, like, around the playoffs? LeBron's always in it, or now Golden State's always in it, right? But yet we're celebrating, and I get the comeback story, but even 10, 11 years ago when he was winning all these championships, people wanted to see Tiger. And I'm with Locke on this. Like, he is a horrible human being.
There's a lot of horrible human beings out there that are
celebrated. True.
I mean, that we separate art from the artist.
Right. But my thing is, you know, people are, if you talk to the general population, it seems to be that a lot of people don't want to see success for year after year after year after year. Look at the Patriots, and then, you know, the Cavs when LeBron was there, and then when the Warriors now. But yet that bar seemed to stop with Tiger. People always wanted to see Tiger successful. And I just thought that was a weird parallel between the rest of the sports world where it separates there with golf.
Well, I think, and Gary, I appreciate the phone call, man. I think it's a simple explanation. I think it's team sports versus individual sports. An individual sport, everybody can be a fan of. A team sport, if you're in Boston, you're a fan of New England. Everybody else, you hate them. You don't want them to win. So you've got the country rooting against that particular dynasty. We don't want to see the Warriors continue to win, even though we acknowledge greatness is going on. LeBron has almost become like a Tiger, like an individual sport in a team sport. It's either Team LeBron, Team Not LeBron. You like LeBron, therefore you like him with the Cavs. You like him with the Heat. You like him back with the Cavs. You root for the Lakers. Or you hate LeBron, therefore at the time you hated the Cavs. You hated the Heat. Now you hate the Cavs and the Lakers again. But an individual sport like tennis or golf, the country can root for one particular guy. In team sports, you're rooting for whatever the civic pride of that city is, and every other city across America is probably not rooting for you, especially if you're a dynasty. I think that's the simple explanation.
I think that's right.
Team sports parody, individual sports dynasty. Individual sport. Yeah, because we're watching greatness. We're watching somebody say, is this the greatest of all time?
I don't know, man. No,
I think
that's true, but
tennis. And
that's true, but we really did.
We do like villains though in team sports. Warriors right now.
We talk about Phil versus Tiger. We did. I mean, and there's still
right,
there's
but it
still
was,
lore about the rivalry between Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and those guys.
Right, but it was also can Phil beat Tiger because you didn't like Tiger, so therefore you rooted for Phil. But you can choose to root for Phil or you can choose to root for Tiger if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and the Patriots are winning and they're playing, you know, the Seahawks. you're not going to be a Seahawks fan every time. You're going to be a Seahawks fan for that one game because you hate the Patriots, or, you know, when the Steelers are in the Super Bowl and the Bengals are watching and wondering what it was like to do that one time, or, you know, back in the 80s, not one time, but back in the 80s.
Twice.
I'm just joking. I know. Back in the, but regardless, the snark to Magic, you can root for that team for one game. Like, you can become a Phil fan and that can be your guy, but you can't. You're not going to be in, you know, Indianapolis and all of a sudden be like, you know what, I'm a Texans fan. I'm going to be a Texans fan because I hate, you know, the Tennessee. I hate the Titans, so I'm going to be a Texans fan now. That's not how it's going to work in team sports. You're always going to be a fan of your team, but you may root against the team when they play somebody else, but not with the passion and vigor that you do with your team. And I think individual, you've got Tiger that's like everybody's team or a lot of people's team, and you've got non-Tiger, which is like a lot of other people's team. So it's a team sport of somebody that you feel like you've got a connection with in that team sport. It's like if your team was in the Super Bowl versus the favorites in the Super Bowl.
Am I wrong when I say,
my theory.
No, I think you're right, but maybe I can say it a different way, and you'll think that I'm also right. Maybe not. That you just need one really, really good team or person in that sport, team or player. You just need one. And that way, everybody's got somebody to root for or root against. And that's it. So, like with football, you know, use the Patriots as an example. Patriots are the great team. And now we have all found somebody. Either everybody's a Patriots fan or everybody wants to hate the Patriots.
But like, see, everybody hates the Patriots.
I know. So, but they're good. But you have the one great team, right?
Jeff Greer doesn't hate the Patriots.
Just non-Patriots fans hate the Patriots.
Well, there is a fact. Non-Patriots fans hate the Patriots.
That's exactly right. Patriots fans, turns out, they love the Patriots.
Yeah, they really love the Patriots.
Non-Tiger fans hate Tiger. Turns out Tiger fans love Tiger. Had a great Sunday.
But you see what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
right.
If there's somebody that's head and shoulders, from an historic standpoint, above everyone else.
Right, but if Tiger,
team or individual.
Right, but if Tiger were wearing a Florida Gator uniform, I wouldn't be rooting for him because he was from Florida. You know, I don't care where he's from. And I don't care where Phil's from. Like, I don't care that he's from Arizona. Like, if he was wearing Arizona Wildcats jersey,
just because he's wearing all that stuff, it's still his resume that we're rooting for or against.
But it's also the civic pride. It's the cities, too. It's the teams that you're rooting for or rooting against, because everybody's more than like in a football team.
Sure.
Everybody's got a football team.
If he were like, okay, you went to Stanford. You wear Stanford red every Sunday. I mean, I'm sure the Stanford people love
him. But we don't root for him because he went to Stanford.
Exactly. And I don't think
we don't root against him because he went to Stanford.
And I don't think there'd be a whole lot of that if he wore a Florida Gators uniform. It's just he's the best to have ever played the game.
Texas says, I don't know, man. Sometimes I root against UK hoops at least as much as I root for the Cards. Right, because you grew up with that particular team, and then you grew up with your rival. But what I'm saying is you didn't get to choose Kentucky or Louisville. Like, you grew up with UK in your family. That was what you were. You didn't have a choice.
Dad chose them.
Yeah, you didn't really have a choice, probably, more than likely, in the rivalry. When you're watching Tiger, you have a choice. Do I root for him or do I root against him? Like, it's not the civic pride with Tiger.
Well, maybe not.
It's just...
Maybe not. It could be family thing, too. I mean, but I...
Well,
but
my son
point,
will always be a Tiger fan. And he'll always be a LeBron fan. Like, he's got no choice.
See, there is
and
some
if he
of
ever
that,
wants
though.
To, And if he ever wants to argue, Zion's better than LeBron! Your college fund is gone! You know what? I'm naming my boat college fund. That's what I'm naming my boat. Everett's Education is my boat name now. Zion and you kids and your... Everything recency bias.
Everett's 529.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I'm totally.
My boat's gonna be named
529. 529. No,
I'm never gonna.
I think that is a. Me neither.
I don't know.
I'm all about riding. I never want to own one.
If I hang out in airports long enough, I might name the boat Delta.
I mean, by the way,
who knows, man?
By the way, Sweeney texted me, and this is fair.
Okay,
Magic. This is some of the worst criticism I think you'll ever receive.
Okay.
Magic editing iconic sports calls out of bounds.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I was disappointed to hear that Magic edited out the letting it breathe part. Like, that's a big part of the call. Is
I mean, if you
breathe.
Want 10
it's
iconic, seconds of just him
yes,
just
yes,
like sound.
Right, yeah, if yeah, it's yeah. iconic, yeah. you can't touch it. It's a rule.
It's yeah, a rule. It's like one of the more iconic calls ever is like, you know, not letting it breathe, you know.
The Giants win the pennant! 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 The Giants win the pennant!
It's like, what? Who won? I'm not sure. I didn't know who won the pennant that time. Did you hear my stat that I gave? Because I'm saying Tiger wins another one this year, and that's not Tiger standing. I know that that will be accused.
See, now that...
That'll be accused of Tiger standing.
No, 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 no. See, if I'm Locke, or guys like him, I got, okay, from now on, he ain't going to win.
He's not
going to
win starting now.
Starting now.
Starting at 4 o'clock yesterday.
It's like the old Seinfeld episode where Kramer was like, I'm not talking anymore. And yes. Then he started talking, and he was like... Starting now.
Naked Gun, when they're on the stage. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe 33 and a half. Who knows? And the guy's like, freeze, and nobody gets hurt, and fires a gun. And the guy falls off the stage. Starting now. Nobody gets
but
hurt.
But see, that's that the percentage chances of Tiger winning one of the three remaining majors right. in this calendar year is very low.
But here's the deal.
That's a limb that you walk out on.
I don't know that
the
it
people
is.
People are like, he's not going to win for the rest of his life. Like, well, yeah, he doesn't have many chances left.
But here's – well, he's only got three this year, so you're right. But here's the stat I gave out earlier because, you know, I spent a lot of time putting these numbers together. So, damn it, I'm going to put the numbers out a number of times. Over the last three majors, Tiger has finished sixth, second, and first. And the aggregate scoring in those majors, Tiger is minus 32. Molinari is in second at minus 29. Kepka's minus 26, and then it drops to Schauffele, 22, Simpson, 21, Scott, 21, Jason Day, 20, Kisner, 19, Fowler, 18. He's sitting at 32 under in the last three majors. The closest is still three shots back. Second closest, Kepka, is six shots
away. And that's not even counting the players.
And that's not even counting the players.
Which he won.
Right. That's the U.S. That is the Open and the PGA and now the Masters. He is minus 32 in those. And for the Phil stands, if you're wondering, he is plus 13. Therefore, he is 45 shots
plus
better
13.
Than Phil Mickelson. Whoa. In the last three majors, Tiger is 45 shots better than Phil Mickelson.
Wow.
So I look at that and I go, we've talked about recently, boy, Molinari is just consistent. Brooks Koepka, he's already got three, and he was right there again. Tiger's been better than those guys in the last three majors, and he's got one, and Molinari's got one, and Koepka's got one, and so it's sixth, second, and first, and he's minus 32. He's led every single golfer in those three majors at minus 32. So you're telling me like, whoa, 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 he can't win another one this year. He already won at Bethpage Black, which he plays next month. And one of his most dominant victories ever was at Pebble Beach, which is where the U.S. Open is. Like, right. He knows those courses. Maybe not the way that he knows the Masters, because I do think the sense of comfort and familiarity helped Tiger in maybe calming the nerves of, oh, my God, I can win my 15th. I can get back on top. He knew every inch of the Masters. He knew of Augusta. He knew every inch of that golf course because he's played it so often. He knows Bethpage Black, not to the degree that he knows Augusta, and he certainly knows Pebble Beach. And so I do wonder if now that the monkey's off the back, he's gotten over the hump. One, he knows he can contend. He knew that going into the Masters. Now he knows he can win. Now he knows really well the next two golf courses. And he's playing the best out of every golfer over the last three majors. And that doesn't count the Tour Championship.
It's pretty...
I mean, he's
got to be the favorite, betting favorite. He's got to be.
He's going to be huge.
He's got to be the betting favorite.
It's going to be huge.
I mean, he's
huge
always,
favorite.
His odds have always been better in Vegas than they probably deserve to begin with.
Vegas took a bath this weekend.
They
got hammered this weekend. But you know what? They've made a lot of money on Tiger Woods over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they could afford one.
Had a lot of people throw some money at Tiger just for the heck of it.
They were the Lachlans. Vegas was the Lachlans of the
They could afford to take a bath because they had already been showering in the money. They were Scrooge Duck swimming through the gold coins, and then they had to give a portion of those gold coins back on Tiger. You know, it's like me. Thank you, Tiger. Took a flyer. Sometimes better to be lucky than good in some of those player pools. Thank you, Tiger. Total lucky.
I mean, I never take Tiger in the
betting
pools.
I wasn't going to take Tiger. You had $30 to spend, and I was going to take Paul Casey, who finished 10 over. And so I was going to take him, and because I really wanted Matsuyama and Siwoo Kim on my team, because I thought they were going to do better than they ended up doing, although Kim finished like 21st, so he's still almost, you know, finishing the top 20, essentially. I didn't have enough of the salary cap left over to take Casey and them, but there was enough left over if I dropped Casey and took Tiger, because Tiger was less money. So I'm like, you know what? I'll take the risk. I'll get Tiger instead of Casey because I want Siwoo Kim and Matsuyama on my team. And that's
Thank
the only
you,
reason I won.
Siwoo Kim.
Seriously, if I didn't want Siwoo Kim, I would have not won a dime. Oh, Siwoo Kim might be my second favorite golfer
that's
ever.
Right.
Thank
and,
you,
and
Kim.
Matsuyama right behind
Matsuyama, him. Although he sucked this weekend. Attention mobile phone users. Spectrum Mobile has an unlimited plan. For only $45 a line, it includes free talk and text and unlimited data. And unlike other providers, you don't need multiple lines to get the advertised price. One line is only $45, or you can choose to pay the gig and still get unlimited talk and text, all on America's largest LTE network, Spectrum Mobile. Call 833-301-SAVE. Today, do that. 833-301-SAVE with Spectrum Mobile. Buy the gig for only $14 per gig, including unlimited talk and text. $45 for a single line with Spectrum Mobile. 833-301-SAVE. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, and we'll get to that surprise for Easy and the listeners as well. That's going to be on the other side of the break. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town.
Welcome back to The Zones, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
Texas says Locks pivot. Tiger still hasn't won a major where the final round is played at the normal time and not played in threesomes.
Very true.
What I've been saying the whole time is that he will never win another major as long as weather doesn't interrupt and make the final pairings go into threes. Because let's be honest, he wasn't in the final pairing. He would have been in the second to last pairing. He would not have been in the final pairing. And you know what Tiger has never done in the history of his golf career? Won a major when he's not in the final pairing. So he wouldn't have won it if it wasn't for the luck of the gods. And if Tiger, if anything, he was more lucky than good. I did hear that take today. He was like, Tiger was so lucky. He was so lucky.
I love that. I love that.
I love like, Locke, by the way. This is fun.
No, Lachlan
is just his comeuppance.
He is the best.
It's just his comeuppance.
He honestly is the best. He's my favorite. No offense to you, Jason.
No, that's fine.
He's my favorite.
No, just get this
He's
ready for the
caricature.
Midday rush tomorrow.
He's a caricature.
Yes. As he's sitting on my show
it.
Talking
after
to
today,
me.
He won't
oh,
be
Locke's
in the lead,
my favorite.
So, those are my thoughts.
So he leads right now.
He leads. He is absolutely tied for the lead after round one of the Tour Championship. He eagled 18. Congratulations. And guess where he won't be after round two.
First,
second
place.
Lead. Because we've seen this movie before, you tools. It takes four rounds to win a golf tournament, and he's like the worst second-round dude in the world. He was tied for the lead. It was right at one of the other playoff events or the Memorial. Tiger's back. Uh-huh.
He is back.
Wait till he bogeys two of the first three holes.
Now, Tiger Woods to become the outright leader. He's got it.
That was a cool moment.
Tiger. Yep. Leads by one with three holes left to play.
Mm-hmm. And then he birdied 16. That the tee shot on 16 was the iconic moment of that of the round.
Oh, dude, he,
when he almost holed it out. When it was Justin Thomas,
was
you know, hole in one, darn near, you know, hitting the hole in one. That would have been one of the if it was a couple of inches to the left as opposed to where it ended up, that would have been the chip. That stayed on the lip and then ultimately fell.
You can knock
and
that
then
aside.
That hole in one.
No,
like, those would have been two iconic.
I think that one drops to second place by a landslide.
You can argue that. I'm just saying those two would be the iconic moments
for
of Tiger's entire career.
For sure.
Like, those would be the first two.
And everybody was thinking about that shot, that chip, when that ball was rolling towards the hole.
Right.
You know they were.
Well,
I was at least.
The second it hit that sort of crease, it was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's filtering. That's like, I think. As most everybody has said, and I've heard worldwide talked about it, Drew, you've talked about it, I've said it on the air. As soon as that thing landed on the green, pretty much America was going, oh my God, Oh yeah, that's perfect. It's happening. Like that's gonna it's that's happening. Rolling in the cup. Yeah. That might be. Oh my! Watch it! Look at it! Might be. Ah! Yeah. Son of a gun! And Koepka had to back away from his tee shot when that ball was rolling to the cup.
It's awesome.
And then he had to back away from his second shot when he finally put it in. And I said this in the first hour, and then we'll get to our surprise for Easy and the listeners. I said this in the first hour. We talk about the, oh, Tiger intimidation is gone, and they're not intimidated by Tiger anymore. They may not be intimidated by Tiger, and that's fine. He's more their friend now, and there's more of a respect and a reverence, not a fear of Tiger. Well, here's the thing. How can we say, like, there was this fear and everybody melted down when he never won a major when he wasn't in the lead? So he's already in the lead of a major, so it's like, oh, here comes Tiger. Maybe that's on Saturday on moving day or something like that. But here's the difference. None of these golfers that were there at the leaderboard and those that met him before he went in to sign a scorecard, none of those golfers have been in a tournament on a Sunday when the crowd was like that.
Sure.
Because I compared it to the NCAA tournament when you're
I'd offer that, neither has Tiger. He's been the closest.
Right, but here's what I would say, though, is I compared it to the NCAA tournament where if you're the underdog or you're the favorite, as the game goes on and the underdog's in it, the crowd shifts. They're rooting right. against you. They're rooting for the underdog.
Right.
Those guys have never been in a tournament to where they're showing up as the leader because every other time they're like, yeah, you're the leader. All right. Hey, you played really well. We love it. We're golf enthusiasts. We're purists. You're playing the best golf this weekend. I don't care that you're Spanish. We love you. And you just played a Francisco Molinari. You have just played such beautiful golf. We love you. Now it's he went in the water. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was akin,
missed this putt. No, missed the putt.
It was
you
akin
know.
To the Ryder Cup.
Right.
The way the Ryder Cup works. But now everybody's rooting for the Americans. And if it's on American soil and you watch a Spaniard right. throw it in the water,
you're cheering.
Yes.
But you know now, like Koepka's, you know, getting ready to tee off and the crowd goes crazy. And then he backs away from his second shot because the crowd goes crazy again. They're not rooting for you anymore. They rooted for you last year, and the first time you won a major, you've got three now. They were rooting for you because you were playing good golf. They're not rooting for you now.
Right.
They're rooting for that guy, and they want you to miss this shot. It's a different feeling when the entire crowd around is, wait a minute, they're not on my side. They're not rooting. I'm leading, but they want me to miss all of this stuff. They want me to miss this putt, and I know that. Like I think that's not the sort of I'm intimidated by Tiger. It's a different golf experience when all of those people are around and rooting for one particular person.
We love a comeback story. Oh, by the way, before you do,
Texas says Tiger is just more comfortable in threesomes. But you were going to say, Zach, you were going to say, what were you going to say? What? I was just reading a text. What are you talking about? You were going to say, Tiger?
Lost my train of thought. Great text. Anyway.
I wish I would have included that in my surprise next. Now I'm very annoyed by that.
I want to be.
Where were you 5 hours ago, Texter? Anyway,
I want to be kind of the MC, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. between what I think should be some sort of on-air wager between you and Lachlan for this Tiger's going to win another major
this year
thing. Yeah, I mean, what kind of odds would you need to receive? Are you good with even money?
I'm not sure. I don't know. You know,
I got
a baby coming in 2 weeks. Had a lot of things that
you've won
You've
won a lot of money.
I know.
This
now
week.
I don't have to finance a riding lawnmower. So I'm good. I'm walking in like Dave Ramsey.
$100 out.
I'm walking in like Dave Ramsey. I'm throwing it on the table. I'm not financing this thing. I'm buying it outright as if I was somebody else. As if I was the other, how the other half lives.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you able to finance this? You work in radio.
This guy's buying on
you
credit.
Know, Hey, finance that over there. You know what I'm doing, Dave Ramsey? That's cash, baby. Right there. I'll take that right now. Oh, no. I don't need to finance it. I'm just going to make it rain right there.
I actually brought $100 bills in.
Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just make the check out.
I think you should peel off one of those hundreds
and throw it in their face I've got 19 more where these came from.
put it towards this bet with Lachlan.
No, I'm not going to do
come
that.
On, come
are you
on.
Kidding me? No way.
Why not?
Like I'm Dave
Money
Ramsey
your
over
mouth
here,
is big fella.
Throwing the cash at
come
you.
Come on.
All right, surprise for Easy and surprise for the listeners. Here we go with a little nostalgia with our man Crean.
What if I told you, 14 years later, the jacket still fits? That a return to glory actually involved 72 holes. That Tiger's prowling finally was on the golf course again.
Yes.
That life ultimately comes full circle. A father and son embrace can last a lifetime. That Locke was wrong. Again. What if I told you that when Tiger finished the round, he was joined by men all across the world whose putter also went from 6 to midnight? That Tiger is so committed to golf that his hairline mimics the fairway lined by the rough. That he was so sorely missed that we convinced ourselves watching Patrick Reed was somewhat interesting. That the phrase "darkest before dawn" was actually referring to Enduring Virginia winning the national championship. What if I told you that finally, after so many years, Tiger's back is now referring to golf? This is Intern Crean reading a 30 for 30.
Pretty good. I missed those.
I know.
That was good. That was very good.
I would have rather had that text that included comfortable he was.
I was wondering what you were getting at when you said that.
Good night. I'm like,
why didn't you think of that?
How did I not think of that?
Do you have the actual...
the script?
The script?
Yeah.
And let me see it.
Yeah, it's right here.
I forgot my favorite one already. It was third.
I may have been in the waiting room.
Look at a tractor.
No, that's
you look at a lawnmower.
That's not the one I'm getting. It's not the one I'm getting. I was. I may have been in the waiting room with the wife for our appointment. You know, 2 weeks away. So we got those appointments every week. So we're in the waiting room, and I'm like, well, I guess I can start on this 30 for 30 script.
Where's he going to record that? That sounded like he was.
I think
in
he records it just
studio.
In his either in his phone or he's at he's in radio there in Indiana. So you know,
good for him.
Got a big time radio program that you've been a part of, right?
Tiger. Oh yeah. So that Tiger's prowling finally was on the golf course.
See, I wanted
That's
him.
Good.
See, I wanted him, and you know he records them and sends them. And then he's got to go to class, so I couldn't really critique and then go back to him and say no, I want it to sound like this. I should have just sent it to him and explained. I wanted it to be that. Locke was wrong. Again. Not again! I just wanted to be subtle. Locke was wrong.
That's still pretty funny.
Again.
that he was so sorely missed, we convinced ourselves watching Patrick Reed was somewhat interesting. That's true. That is true.
We talked about that last.
That is true.
In the first hour, we're like, remember a year ago, we're like, hey, is Patrick Reed because people hate him and he's kind of polarizing?
Yeah, we're hate watching.
He's like, are we going to watch Patrick Reed like this? Is it maybe? Blah, blah. Oh, my goodness. How nice is it that we have an actual person that he may not be a person, but regardless, we have somebody that actually we can watch and enjoy. And oh, man, it's great. His hairline, though, is a fairway right down the middle, right? Because he's losing his hair on top fast, and it's thicker right when it gets to the parts.
He's got I felt like he had like a little lane down. He's got like a little lane down the middle,
right? Yeah,
right?
It's a fairway,
a little fairway down
it's
the middle.
It's a fairway. It's a shorter cut.
That's right.
And then he's got the second cut. He's got the
second cut
on the
side.
That's right.
He does.
Yeah. So he's when he takes his hat off, you can use a wedge from the middle there, and you're going to be not as easy to control the golf ball on the side of his.
Are we all in? That all golfers have receding hairlines.
I love at the end when they take their hats
LeBron's
off.
Golfer?
Oh yeah.
No, LeBron's like Tiger. They're both goats.
Not bad.
No, I love when they take the hat off and it's like their forehead.
Aren't we always amazed by the lack of hair that all of these guys have when they take off their hat? And we should not be shocked by it anymore. And yet, every time we are,
it's startling. It's like they bleach their forehead. It's like your whole the rest of your body looks your face looks tan and your forehead
I get it. You have to wear a hat a lot. For all of the truthers out there that say hats cause hair loss, I mean you have to start with golfers.
Right?
You gotta start with them.
Baseball players.
True.
I don't know, baseball players wear hats all the time. So.
Well, yeah, I don't notice it with baseball players as much as I do golfers. I get maybe that's not it.
I don't know.
But the truthers, if they're out there, they got to start with the golfers.
Zone Shadow Producer has some questions about a statement that Jason made a few minutes ago.
Oh, God, here we go. What happened?
As far as he knows, the Zone Shadow Producer, Big Easy did not go to Indiana and was not in radio in college. So how would he happen to know about Crean's college radio program?
That was the joke. That was a joke. I knew he didn't go to Indiana, and I knew he wasn't in radio. I mean, that was the joke. Sweeney, that's why I was like, see, you know about being in radio.
And his own show producer may or may not be Sweeney. I'm not confirming that.
Yo, stop. Who was it? Easy? Was he texting you?
You're right. I was actually getting paid to do radio at that time.
Boom. By the way, you're no longer coaching. You're hanging up the whistle. Well,
no.
You're not hanging up the whistle.
You're trading in the whistle.
You're not coaching anymore. You are moving to the other side.
Wait till Sweeney gets a hold of that.
Zach McCrite said to me when he got in here before we got on the air that this past year of coaching was his last ever. He is no longer coaching. And that you're talking about somebody
retiring.
who was retiring. He's the assistant junior high coach of the year.
High school.
He's the assistant high school coach of the year in the entire state of Indiana. And that guy's retiring. He was on a gravy train with Biscuit Wheels, the fast track to being a head varsity coach, the fast track to being the head coach of Nebraska volleyball. And he decides out of nowhere just he's going
to
hang it up.
So what you're saying is that Easy has more time to give, you know, go on and do different radio stations, maybe in St. Louis, and give some blazing hot takes like this.
Again, Bennington's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
We love Bennington.
The first, in my
great
opinion.
Great goalie.
The first person that you credit.
They're up 2-1 in the first round.
I guess it's arguable between Berube, right?
Berube.
Or,
I always,
in my opinion, Tarasenko.
Cinco.
Duh.
Tarasenko.
Is this that's 17 or 18 points now in 10 games?
He's on a bit of a streak. He is.
And then he gets spotted. This Bennington character gets down a 1-0, 2-0 lead every game. All of a sudden, it's like, man, he's awesome. No, they're just up 2.
Let's hedge the Tarasenko.
How are those Blues doing right now?
They're up 2-1 in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
See, y'all think I don't pay attention.
Tarasenko's not on a run. He's on a bit of a streak. Let's hedge here. I'm not going full on Tarasenko. Okay. I'm holding back a little on the Tarasenko take.
Yeah, so I was coming back from Atlanta because I did a referee camp.
That's right.
You're
in Atlanta, but not at Augusta.
I know,
disappointing.
Right? Which Atlanta was full of people, I'm telling you.
It always is, usually.
Yeah, the Augusta folks, I think they must all stay in Atlanta. But I was at an NCAA volleyball referee camp. I'm sure that everybody
going to be the Nathan Huber of volleyball.
The Midday Rush will enjoy that one, I'm sure. But I'm on my way back. This is an interesting story. Could you imagine the UofL UK game, basketball game, being played in a period during the calendar year in which there would be tornado warnings at the same time? And you'd have to split screen it. Oh. I'm in Atlanta. I'm driving back, right? Okay, so I've got and you know, for all you policemen out there, feel free to come after me. It's fine. I get on my YouTube TV app. I subscribe to YouTube TV. Get on my YouTube TV app. I'm gonna watch. They have the local channels on YouTube TV, local to where you are geographically.
Right. Yeah.
So I've got the Atlanta station, the Atlanta CBS affiliate, on my phone. And this is all of the great stuff is going on as I'm driving back. I mean, it's like right at the turn, I guess. So
you got split screen tornado coverage and Tiger.
And no sound of the Masters going on. It's just all these meteorologists.
Sorry,
you have to stop. I'm sorry.
You got to. Sorry. Go somewhere else, Weather Woodies.
Maybe there's a tornado takes out a home or two. Sorry.
I get it. Like, you've got to keep the people safe. That's fine. But you know what? Every once in a while, you know, Tiger's on. Maybe put your weather woody away. All right. And we're going to enjoy some golf.
I mean,
because our putters are just like Tiger when he raised it in the sky.
I'm even happy with the split screen. It's fine.
But give me the sound.
I got to have the sound. Like, sorry. Like, you guys type all of your messages to us. Type them in.
Yeah, so
put them on the scroll at the bottom. Like, right.
Closed captioning is what's coming
right.
from the weather, and the sound
the
is
captions.
Actually.
That's right. Read captions on this
side. Odd that Jim Nance is talking about a tornado warning. This is weird.
No.
Of course, he might have been. He's in Augusta. If that's in Atlanta, if it's heading that way, we are desperately late. We got to get to our. We have to get to our flow chart right now. So let's do that. Flow chart time right now.
Flow chart in the Zach and Jason Hour on a Monday. Where were you when Tiger won again? Tweeting out on Twitter, shouting on airplanes, the biggest sports moment of our lives. What did we all stop to watch together? Sosa versus McGuire in 97, Roger Maris' family, Farrow breaking the streak, Jason's World Series history ends at 2015.
That's right.
Royals are still defending champs.
That's right.
Just poorly. Boring, non-bold sports takes, such as saying that a World Series will go to five games, neglecting jobs for Tiger, locating on Tiger fans, defrauding Tirico, guys winning Tiger bets, the now flappable Molinari, never trust new fantasy leagues, the real big limb, Easy, Radio 101 lessons with Easy, Francesa and Locke similarities, rooting for Tiger versus rooting for a team, non-Patriots, fans hate the Patriots. Jason wants to buy a boat. Andy criticizing Matt Judd's editing. Vegas getting the bath. Siwoo Kim. How many times has someone said, thank you, Kim? Easy saying, Locke's my favorite. Rooting against Tiger's opponents. Texter saying, Tiger's more comfortable in threesomes. The Dave Ramsey rant. Nostalgia with Crean. Tiger's on the prowl and convincing ourselves that Reed was interesting. Literal college radio with Crean. LeBron's golf game.
Weather Woody. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe he's saying something else.
No, it's exactly what you think it is.
You know, I get it. You know, you're offended. I get it, Jason. You're offended that Locke's my favorite. But the silver lining in that is you have to have a certain amount of goober in you to be my favorite.
And I am lacking
sadly,
that.
Sadly, you
completely,
don't have
totally
it.
Empty
that's
on
the,
goober.
That's the whole point.
Oh, my God. Breaking news. Oh, wow. Zion has declared for the NBA draft.
Shut the front door.
Wow.
Apparently,
wow, this sucks for Duke. He is now.
Hot take. Coach K's never going to win another title.
He's not, by the way. He's announced he's not even coming back, though. He's signing with an agent, so wow. Well, I guess, you know, it depends on the tier. If he doesn't get drafted, then, you know, he's got five
days.
He could come back.
He has so much room to grow and develop next year.
Shaq would have returned.
I guess he doesn't want to be as good as PJ.
Ewing played multiple years.
The PJ one was good.
He'll never be Anthony Davis.
Just get rid of the one and done rule. These kids don't care about the game.
Thank you, Easy.
See ya.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.